Hello, I'm Jay, and welcome to Highbrow Theater, a podcast where we analyze theater so you don't have to. Today's episode is just me, and I'm just vibing in my closet. If you don't know, I shove myself into my closet so there can be some nice noise cancellation, because I got my shirts up in here. After spending 17 years in there, it's inevitable that I went back in. In this episode, I'm going to be reflecting on Season 2, telling some behind-the-scenes secrets, and adding in little sneak peeks of bloopers that you can find over on the Patreon. Okay, let's dive right in. Episode 1 and 2 was Les Mis TV musicals and a Taylor Swift musical with Mary and Michelle. Okay, this was a wild one. See, there were some changes happening with the pod, and I was scrambling for ideas and a little stressed out. I had just started getting into Taylor Swift, and I was talking about it with Mary and Michelle, because they were Swifties till the end, as I'm sure you could tell. Also, side note, Michelle said the words Gaylers and Hetlers, and I will certainly never forgive her for that. Mary mentioned something about the Reputation Tour winning a ton of awards because of how theatrical it was. I did watch some of it, and I get it. And that got me thinking, what a fun way to open Season 2. So I started writing the script, and I sent it to them, and boy howdy did they have things to say. Which is great, don't get me wrong, but like, if we're being honest, editing is my least favorite part of this. So an hour and a half of audio plus the editing time was a little sus. This certainly does not exclude me, because when the Devil's Lettuce really kicks in, there are a lot of long pauses between my words. So if you hear a full sentence, that took about a minute to say. But I appreciated their passion and drive on this topic, which I think made it a very exciting 2 episodes. And I would rather have too much content than not enough, because it was able to be stretched into a 2-parter. Here's one of my favorite bloopers from these episodes.
I'm so sorry, every time you say Les Mis, I just, I love.
Get your best out right now. Les Mis. Mary?
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I want to know.
Les Miserables.
Ew.
So here's the thing. When we did this at my high school, the first announcement they did over the PA for auditions was a football player, and he clearly had the piece of paper, and he goes,
"Oh no,
auditions for Les Miserables are this Friday." I remember saying,
"You know what?" And he was saying it right. We've all been saying it wrong. He was correct.
He was right.
Moving on to episode 3, we have Non-Ek. Louis just broke into my room. Hey. I'm going to sit in. Okay, Louis is going to help. Hey, buddy. All right. Moving on to episode 3, which was Non-Ek, the Industry, and We Need More Writers, with John Walbolt. Now, this episode came about because John actually DM'd me asking to come talk about his short film, and it kind of had me shook because it was the first time anyone reached out to be a guest, and it was very exciting. As a good host, I watched the short film. I didn't know what to expect because, like, the stigma of, like, you know, check out my short film, but... I was really impressed with it, you know? Not, I don't mean like I expected it to suck, but just in general, you know what I mean? He captured the essence of being a theater adult with that whimsy still intact, but also that fuck you attitude of auditioning against others who always seem to get more chances than you. This is also fun because he was a little wine drunk, so our banter was really great. Okay, Louis wanted out on that one. Episode 4, Improv, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and Drunk PowerPoint with Blake Reinhardt. Okay, you guys. I feel like Wendy Williams on this one because it is some hot goss. I met this guy online, Blake, because my friends were playing a game and invited him to our Discord. And honestly, he was a little aggressive, I guess. He kept pressuring me to do an episode because honestly, I think he just wanted the airtime. So to appease him, I just had him on to talk about improv. Off air, he had a really intense, uncalled for moment that kind of showed his true character. And so I wanted to delete the episode, but you have to showcase both your successes and your fails in order to remain humble and vulnerable. Plus, I needed an episode for that week. He kept mansplaining stuff to me and talking about things that no one cared about and like off topic and stuff. And I'm like, this is my show, sir. Not that I have that attitude all the time, but only when I get perturbed. Anywho, moving on to the next one. We had episode 5, 12 Angry Jurors / Zodiac Signs / Days of Christmas with Abby Voda. So this episode came about because Abby is one of my best friends in the entire world, and I've wanted to do an episode with her for a long time. She's been getting into, you know, Zodiac things, and they're the same amount of jurors, so it was a match made in heaven. She's more knowledgeable than me in the Zodiac world, so I went with the 12 Days of Christmas. And I will... I'm more knowledgeable than her with the 12 Days of Christmas. Take that. It was so much fun because we were just vibing off each other's energy and being really silly. Here's one of my favorite bloopers from this episode.
A small-hearted good boy. The Grinch is true.
He's the Grinch. Oh, the Grinch with the cancer, pass it on.
Oh, I love us. Okay.
Okay.
Episode 6 was Standing on Ceremony, the Gay Marriage Plays with Laura Falb. I love doing this play and that episode with Laura because it was so great catching up with her and reminiscing on good memories. It was very heartwarming and very needed. Now, this play, when we did it, was such a wild ride because we had a month to basically put on 9 different plays and build our improv skills. It's mentioned in the episode, but she was my first onstage kiss, and I really think the whole experience brought us closer together and really solidified our friendship. Here is a great blooper from this episode.
I'll never forget, I had, what I thought was a crush at the time, and we were walking out of rehearsal one day, and he was like, "What are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "I live here." I have to tell that.
No.
That was
that's so funny.
A D star, T star, and I Moral Tower. And I was like, "Six, what are you up to tonight?" And I was like, "I live here." And he was so nice. He was like, "Oh, do you have like homework or something?" I was like, "Oh, yeah."
Oh my god. So that could have changed the course of history.
I know. So bad. So bad.
Episode 7 was Theatricality of ASMR with my pal Cody. I always wanted Cody as a guest because she's an amazing person and so fun to communicate with in general, but adding her onto a topic that she is passionate about makes it such a good time. I also wanted to explore this topic because, you know, all the world's a stage from Shakespeare, queer or whatever. And I think it's really fun to take a dive in and just explore the theatricality of things that you wouldn't really think about. And honestly, we might have to do that more. We also met in the Discord, and she's a shining star of it. As relaxing as ASMR is, this episode got absolutely wild. And some may see ASMR as weird or sexual or something else negative, but I think we did a good job of breaking down that stigma. Everyone should try it. Here's a great blooper.
And, I'm gonna read the thing below it and then wrap back up to that.
Okay.
Oh boy, it's kicking in. Okay. it could be the job of a stage performer to make the audience member feel safe and secure, that they trust their, they put, they put their feelings on stage and trusts. Mm-hmm. Nope. I'm gonna. Everyone who listens to ASMR is a bottom. And I...
easily could be the case.
And finally, episode 8, Disability and Accessibility in Theater with Elena H. This was a needed conversation to be had, especially with the giant public health crisis going on right now. I don't know if you heard. Even before, accessibility has always been an issue, but there are a million metaphorical hoops to jump through right now. She brought up some really good points and challenged my own personal views and knowledge about the topic. I think we also did a good dive into the different types of disability and how they can affect people and their theater-going experience. Here's an extra from that episode.
Yes. Oh, but I said skills because have you heard of the three gay skills?
I feel like I know what this is going, but I don't know exactly what it means.
Okay. So the three gay skills are math, driving, and sitting still.
And oh, gosh. You
are great at one, fine at one, and terrible at one.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm, like, okay at driving and not, like, really bad at sitting down and really, really bad at math. So
okay, I guess we can, like, tear it down a little bit.
Yeah, my if I were a sim, my driving would be, like, I don't know, maybe level 6 or something, and then, like, sitting is like level 1 and math is level -5.
Thank you all so much for tuning in these past episodes, and I hope that you will join in the future for even more topics and hilarity. I'm hoping to have more guests, different topics, and new artwork from one of our previous guests. I'll say this hiatus is indefinite because I don't like making promises, and there are a lot of things going on in the near future, but trust and believe, we will be back. If you would like to keep up with the Highbrow news, follow on Twitter at Highbrow Theater. There's also a Patreon. If you sub for just $5, you will have full access to all the bloopers and memes and other great and fun perks. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope to see you again in the future. Bye-bye.